Once the exercise darling of the pandemic, Peloton is in a bit of trouble. The company reported losing more than $400 million in its most recent quarter. And yesterday, it said it would lay off 2,800 workers. That's 20% of its workforce. Also on the chopping block, the CEO post and a factory in Ohio that was scheduled to open in 2023. Robin Farzad is here for more. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Celeste.
So things are not looking so great for Peloton, but I tend to wonder if the news of their demise is as breathless as the news that they were going to take over the world. How bad is their financial situation?
Celeste, this whole episode takes me back to the dulcet tones of Jermaine Jackson in 1984.
Oh, no.
Specifically where, give me a second, I was crazy for you, you were crazy for me, how could something so right go so wrong?
Right, yeah, okay. Other than the,
indeed,
the standard,
everybody thought
keep your
Peloton
day job.
Was going to take over the world, right?
Yeah.
The stock shot up well into 2020. It had a market cap of $50 billion. Management's thinking, gosh, we cannot sell enough of these things. We've become the new normal, to throw around the cliche. And then they overexpanded and indebted themselves into that. And when things snapped back and people started going to the gym and people realized that Peloton was not, in fact, going to take over the world of exercising, you have this enormous capital expenditure overhang.
Are they alone? Are there other companies that may be at risk if they boomed at the beginning of the pandemic and are now seeing slowing demand?
Well, you saw parallel to that the whole meme stock craze with kind of AMC and GameStop shares. Some people were romancing the idea that BlackBerry was going to make a comeback. We all had a lot of extra time on our hands. And if you're on kind of Reddit Wall Street Bets and you're, you know, throwing all these theories out there, then the sky's the limit when money is free and the stock market just keeps going up in such chunky terms every day. But at some point, when the financials come out and you see that these companies are very mortal, that management in this case was very fallible. You had a CEO who's been there for a decade who said, I don't even talk to the chief technology officer. You had activist investors kind of affix themselves to it and say, this situation is screwed up, that it's in fact kind of a very ordinary story in some respects.
So Peloton's chief executive and founder, John Foley, will step down. He'll become executive chairman instead. How much of the blame can be laid at his feet?
I mean, this was done with a management team and a board and the best information that they knew that they had. If everybody's suddenly giving your orders and saying, we need this stuff. I mean, I once had the CEO of Purell on my show, and she started within weeks of this pandemic. If you thought all of us were going to be using oceans and oceans of antibacterial gel, then you would expand accordingly into that. But that also mean reverted. So they did make a couple of ill-timed acquisitions. They spent $420 million buying this equipment maker Precor. They invested heavily in building out manufacturing. It spent another $400 million on a factory in Ohio. There was one theme park type affair. And sadly, they had this imbroglio with Sex in the City, where they were kind of ridiculed. And then their spokesperson, Christopher Noth, was then entangled in a sexual assault claim. So, you know, hit after miss after miss after miss after miss. And there's hope right now that new management and a shareholder activist can stabilize the story.
You're speaking to the moment on Sex and the City where Peloton possibly killed Mr. Big, although Peloton came out with an ad showing he was still alive, just didn't want to be with Carrie anymore. Are investors and shareholders responding to the bad news?
Well, look, it's not the end of the world. The company is still worth, what, $12 billion? That's down from a peak of $50 billion. But if you bought in at around the $50 billion level and thought that this was going to be, you know, the next, Apple, you're hurting in a major way right now. And your hope is that Amazon or Apple or somebody else takes this company out.
Yeah. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you as always, Robin.
I'm sorry for hurting your ears. Thank you.